This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Your shiner doesn't look any better today.
It's definitely looking worse.
You know what? Actually, I take that back. I know it looks worse, but it actually looks better because it's different colors
today. It is. Mm-hmm. Yes, far less yellow than it was yesterday.
Yeah, so I think it's starting to heal itself, but...
I'm glad it's on the other side of me.
You don't have to look at it.
Mo dropped her phone on her face and has a black eye. So we've been dealing with that the last couple
really
of days.
Really something.
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We have Texans Ticket Tuesday. As a matter of fact, it kicks off in just a little over 30 minutes. You'll have a chance to win tickets to this weekend's game. So stay tuned. We'll do that at 6:10, 7:10, and then this afternoon with Nick Russo, too. But right now, let's find out what's happening here in Houston. Let's get the top three stories that are trending in Texas.
Number three.
Baseball fans were very interested in the news that Juan Soto signed a $765 million deal with the New York Mets. Mm. The largest in sports history, I believe.
I believe you're right.
And it's causing ripples across the league because we have some free agents here in, I don't know, Houston that might have questions that could be settled soon. Talking about Alex Bregman and the Houston Astros. Bregman is allegedly looking for north of $200 million. And as of Thursday, the Astros' reported offer was $156 million, but they are not giving up.
Hmm. Oh, just yeah. $156 million. No way. I won't do it.
Surely they can come to terms here. Yeah, a friend of mine posted a picture yesterday of his son. He was getting his son out of bed at 5:45 in the morning. Uh-huh. Said, time to go practice at baseball after seeing the Juan Soto contract. Exactly.
Number two.
Get ready for another big weather change. A strong cold front arriving today will bring us our coldest morning so far this season. So for tomorrow and Thursday, temperatures in the 30s. Afternoon highs today will struggle to get back above the 60s. And then we're looking ahead to the weekend. The freeze will be gone and we'll be back to nice, weird weather.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like in the 60s now, but they say it's going to drop like as the day.
Yeah, crazy.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Less than 24 hours before Mattress Mack surgery, he was still working the floor at Gallery Furniture. Yes. Today is the day. And if you're interested in helping him out, they are accepting cards at the 45 location. You can also tag him. He'll be looking at everything as he spends the next 7 to 10 days in the hospital. congestive heart failure, he said, runs in his family. So he's looking forward to just getting behind this procedure and having it done.
Okay. He'll be back next week. You watch.
Didn't he say that in his video? He's like, they told me I should probably take off like 3 weeks.
They told him a month. They said, stay home for a month. He said, I'll be back as little as 10 days.
Oh, my gosh. If you want to know the information on how to send him a card, I think that'd be sweet. Yeah, just let us know and we'll get it out to you. That's what's trending here in Texas, here on the Morning Bullpen Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we gather Bull Nation together to share a little good news. And this morning it's from right here in Texas. This holiday season, Army Specialist Joshua Sager of Texas is experiencing the true meaning of there's no place like home for the holidays. Let me tell you a little bit about Josh's story and his journey. While serving with the Scout Surveillance and Reconnaissance Platoon in the Army, Sager suffered life-altering injuries during a parachute accident. Doctors feared that he might never walk again, but through 18 months of rigorous rehabilitation, surgery, and defying the odds, Josh got to walk in last week. And not only did he walk at home, but he walked into a new home.
It's absolutely surreal just to see the outpouring of love and support from this amazing community. Just being able to walk into this home and realize that, you know, this is the place where not only we're going to live, but we're going to get to raise our daughter for the next however long in the future. I mean, it's just incredible. It's home. And so we're beyond grateful.
Thanks to Building Homes for Heroes and Hillwood Properties and Highland Homes here in Texas, Josh and his wife were gifted a new mortgage-free home last week. By the way, it was their 400th home that this organization has done for heroes. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, let this serve as a reminder that a house isn't just walls and a roof. It can be a sanctuary and a place of recovery for our heroes. Can I get an amen this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. Because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
The amount of love and gratitude that we feel today is just, it's unmatched. And we couldn't be happier. I mean, it's just incredible.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. It's time to play Texans Ticket Tuesday. We're going to squish the fish this weekend. Miami is coming to town, and we got your tickets to go to the game.
Yes, the Texans taking on the Dolphins, NRG, Sunday at noon. It's Kids Day, presented by Texas Children's. So that means at halftime, they're doing the toddler races with Toro.
Oh, I love the toddler races.
And pregame is the junior cheerleaders. Like, one of the most fun games of the year, all geared towards kiddos and families. But you can be there if you're caller 10 right right now. 713-881-5500.
It's Texans Ticket Tuesday, and that means that as caller number 10, you get tickets to the Dolphins game this weekend.
No way.
That's yeah.
All right.
What's your name?
My name's Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, what part of town do you live in?
I live in Pearland.
Well, congratulations. We'll see you at the game.
Thank you.
We are playing Texans Ticket Tuesday all day today. You could get a chance to win your tickets into the game. As a matter of fact, next chance to win comes up this morning at 7:10. It's another big day for us here. Texans Ticket Tuesday comes up again at 7:10. Set a reminder. Get your tickets into the Texans and Dolphins game right here on the home of the Texans, 100.3 The Bull.
How'd you hurt your face? 713-881-5500. Y'all know I have a black eye. It is gnarly. And the more and more I have to go in public and people see it and I tell the story, the more and more I realize I'm not alone.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of calls out there. Just real quick, for anybody that didn't hear, Mo's phone hit her in the eye. She dropped her phone and hit it in the eye.
She threw it up in the air, George. Well, let's be honest.
It bounced up in the air.
I fell asleep. It was on my chest, and then I jostled in the middle of the night, and it just like projectile flew into my face.
Yeah. So now she has a black eye. So now I'm sorry.
So bad.
I interrupted, but I wanted everybody to know.
Like anytime I tell the story, and I should be telling like a much better story, but anytime I tell the actual story, people are like, oh yes, I fell asleep when my iPad hit me in the face, or oh yes, da-da-da-da-da happened to me. Like, it's constant.
How did you hurt your face, Eric?
I actually have never hurt my own face.
Really?
Now, you were an actor, so you were pretty particular about what got around your face.
I had to keep
face,
the moneymaker secure, George. This was my insurance policy, this beautiful face of mine. But my kids have done it. Yeah. When I was a kid, I ran behind somebody who was swinging a baseball bat. They cracked my face open.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have done dumb things, but I wasn't by myself. I didn't do it
to
myself.
Yeah. You're lucky, man.
You did, though. I know you did.
You hush.
Multiple
right
times.
Now. You hush. Yeah, multiple times, yeah. I guess the dumbest one I ever did is I jumped off the top of a moving car.
Yes.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. I didn't think we were going that fast. And I jumped off. I was up on the top of the car.
Naturally.
Being silly, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I need to get down from the roof of this car. So we're not going that fast. I'll just jump off. Well, when I jumped off, my feet just absolutely went whoop, right out from under me. First thing that hit on the pavement was my nose. And smashed it all over my face.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still living with that.
As a matter of fact, I had no surgery last year. This was 30 years ago, and I had no surgery last year because of that same accident. So, yeah, we want to know dumb ways that you hurt your face. 713-881-5500. Miss Carlene is in Spring. Carlene, how'd you hurt your face?
Okay, so I had a Great Dane that did not know personal space, and I went to the bathroom, and he walks in, turns around, and his tail hit me in the front of my mouth and abscessed my tooth, and I had to have a root canal.
What?
Yeah, my dentist still tells the story. It happened about 10 years ago.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
When you know you're doing okay, when your dentist still tells your story. Thank you, Carlene. I appreciate it. Let's do one more. Cheryl in Fulshear. How did you hurt your face?
I fell in the shower and slipped. I had just come from the hair salon, and the lady put some type of oil in my hair.
Yeah.
And
oh, no.
I didn't like the feel and smell of it.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't stand it anymore. So I decided to take a shower and wash it out. Well, it was that oily. I took one little step and slipped.
Oh my goodness, what happened to your face?
Yeah, I'm interested.
That was a Saturday afternoon, but by Monday morning, time to go to work, I had a black eye.
Oh man.
We want to know, how did you hurt your own face? 713-881-5500. Dumb ways that you injured your face. 713-881-5500 on the Bull.
Well, when you say it that way, George.
Actually, it's a pretty simple question. How did you hurt your own face? Mo hit herself in the eye with her iPhone. She has a black eye now. Kathy's on the phone in Conroe. Kathy, how did you hurt your own face? What happened?
I woke up in the bathtub with a black eye and my debit card stuck to my boob.
Well,
Wait, okay, all right, hang on. You have my attention.
Haven't we all, Kathy?
But I want, hang on. I'm not sure that's where we're going there, but Kathy, I'll come right back to you.
Oh, wow, okay.
How did your face, 713-881-5500. Connie's on the phone in Atascocita. Connie, you were climbing Enchanted Rock, and you just wanted a cute picture.
Right. My girlfriend goes, well, can you jump? And I'm like, oh, sure. I'm only like 62 years old, decided to take a jump and landed face first and broke my nose.
Oh! Okay, so what picture did you get, Miss Connie?
Not a picture, just at the end of the broken nose.
Oh, no!
She got an x-ray. That was the picture she got.
That was the picture that she got. All right, I want to know, how did you hurt your own face?
All right, Isaac in Channel View, you were playing with your kid, is that right?
Oh, yeah, I was playing hide-and-go-seek with my two-year-old. So she can barely count. She don't know how to wait so I can hide. So I have to hide fast.
Yeah.
So I jump over the couch, and I just completely miss my landing. I hit face first into the floor. I broke my, face, literally two maxillary fractures, a bloodshot eye, and some stitches on my eyebrow.
Oh, my goodness.
And does anybody believe that you were playing hide and seek with your kid when you got that? They probably thought you got in a fight.
Nobody. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, man, you need a new story.
That's what they said to me.
Yeah, the worst part is she found you right away because she just followed the sobbing sounds.
Yeah. I mean, she saw blood pouring from my face right away.
I win, I guess.
Holy moly.
I love these stories so very much. Eric is on the phone. Jake is on the phone. Let's go to line five. Jake is on the phone. Jake, what's your story? Tell me how you hurt your own face.
So I was installing a security switch underneath the desk. I was working for a jewelry store and was screwing with a drill the Phillips head screw through it. But of course, I was level because it was a desk. Well, it jumped the screw, hit the desk, and then hit me square between the eyes. And left a perfect X from the Phillips head square bit. And all my coworkers called me Philip.
Yes, they did.
Where's our drummer? We didn't pay him today.
All right. Y'all remember Kathy?
Oh, yes. Okay,
I was able to get the rest of her story, and I want to share it. Kathy, tell us again how your story started.
It was at a bank Christmas party. And during the party, I found out that a lot of the male officers got much bigger raises than I did.
Ooh.
So I started drinking.
Oh, no.
And it was cheap wine. And then after the party, we went out, evidently multiple places. And I didn't want to take my purse, so I stuck my debit card in my bra.
We do that. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes. Which I've never done before, but seemed a good idea at the time.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then we went multiple places, and from what I was told, I think we were down by Richmond, and I ran across the street holding my shoes to get to the car, evidently in traffic. Got home, and when I've had too much to drink, to me, the only place to go is a hot bath.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was filling the bathtub, and evidently fell in.
Oh my God.
Fell in, did not turn off the water. My husband came in and the bathroom was flooded and I was pretty much passed out. My eye was black and my debit card was stuck to my boot.
There we go.
Wow.
Thank you.
That may be the greatest story ever told on this radio show.
Do you still
show.
Work at the bank?
Nope. Yes, I do. You as do. A matter of fact, 32 years.
There we go.
Get you that money.
Oh, my Lord. How you hurt yourself, all right? You hurt your own face. Thanks for your stories here on the Morning Bullpen.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Aaron.
Give us a call right now, 713-881-5500, if you want to be on our jury. Do we do a little thing called jury duty? And we're doing it a little early, so we need your calls now, 713-881-5500. If you started receiving Christmas cards then you're eligible to help us out with our little predicament today. 713-881-5500 is coming up next.
We're just about 10 minutes away from your chance to win tickets to the Texans-Dolphins games. It's Texans Ticket Tuesday, and it's coming up here on The Bull. Right now, though, it's time for jury duty. We're just out here solving the world's problems.
Is that what it is?
And you may single-handedly save Christmas this morning with your opinion. 713-881-5500.
Today's question, are Christmas cards disposable?
Ooh.
Yes or no?
Yes. They're pointless. I find them absolutely pointless. And a waste of money.
You, Eric, are fighting with George's wife.
Yeah, I guess this all came from George. George was the one who asked.
This is a cross-family thing. Mo, it's gone outside of the show. It's entered into our personal lives.
Okay,
now.
So your wife is invested in Christmas cards?
So my wife loves Christmas cards.
Yes,
and we love getting Christmas cards, and we put them up on the refrigerator and display them every year.
Okay.
But she keeps them, and here's the problem. I'm kind of with Eric. Is that I think you throw them away after the holiday.
Really?
Oh, I throw them away when I get them.
Wait, you like throw as them soon away as when you get them?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's nice. Derek's family looks all big, but I saw him on Facebook yesterday.
Then you throw the card away?
Yeah, it's nice that they thought of me. That's wonderful.
Well, at least we put them up on the refrigerator and display them for a couple
of
weeks.
That's what my wife does. She holds on to them for as long as she wants to.
I keep them for a solid year.
What?
Until I get a new one.
Why? Until you get a new one.
On the side of the garage refrigerator, so I see them every day. That is how I know everyone's kids' names. Okay. That's the only way I remember.
Okay, then that's a valid hack.
Yeah, like, that's Facebook.
What? I don't have Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I don't look at Facebook.
Last updated 2017.
Exactly. All right, I love the cards.
The question in, again, this has gone outside of our show. It's invaded our home lives. We need your help on jury duty.
Are Christmas cards disposable?
713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Keely is in Angleton. Keely, are Christmas cards disposable?
Certain people's, yes.
Ouch.
Yeah, like I got one from Taekwondo. My kid's Taekwondo. You don't keep that, right?
Yeah, no, that I would throw away. But like my cousin last year and their newborn baby, that one's still on our fridge.
Yes. Okay. That's not fair. So is she a yes or a no?
Most of them get thrown away, yeah.
Okay, so tell me
how the kids are doing.
But I'm also kind of with y'all on, we keep them on for the month of December.
Got it.
Tina in La Porte is our next juror this morning.
Tina, are Christmas cards disposable, yes or no?
They are at the end of the season.
So you
they
wait are at until the end of the season. After New Year's?
After you've displayed them for Christmas and everybody's seen them and they've looked all pretty. Okay. Then when you're cleaning up the Christmas stuff, they go in the trash.
Yeah, my wife has boxes, by the way, with Christmas cards in it from like 1996.
You can put a little keychain holder on them, and then you can flip through them every year. That's how you keep them.
What?
Now all of a sudden we're doing crafts
and
with Christmas cards we don't want.
That's
okay,
how you
all
keep
right,
them.
Fine.
All right, Crystal in Houston, are Christmas cards disposable?
No, I love them and I keep them.
Same.
If they have photos on them, they are in a special drawer. Now, if it's just a regular card from your car dealership, no, those can go. But with photos,
all right.
We keep
Crystal,
them.
If you send me your address, I'll send you one of mine.
Oh, it's on the way, Mo.
You're welcome. Right, Eric and George, I'm getting them this year.
Right. I don't want them.
By the way, we want to know your opinions this morning. Is a Christmas card disposable? 713-881-5500. What do you think?
Hey, good morning. What's your name?
Oh, Horatio from Channel U.
Hey, friend. Are Christmas cards disposable? Yes or no?
Yes and no.
You can't do that.
You can't say that. You have to say one or the other.
If it's for my grandma, then yeah, I'll keep them. If it's in the side piece, I read it and I throw it away.
Oh my gosh. So I'm saying no.
Did he just say
I love
side
it.
Side piece.
I love it. This is great. I think that's a yes.
How many side pieces do you have?
Horatio's grandma.
Horatio, do not answer that question. Do not answer that question.
What if Horatio's grandma is my side piece?
Okay, so what am I saying for Horatio? Yes or no?
I said no.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Your opinion, are Christmas cards disposable?
So I say yes. I keep them till the end of the season. However, my mother
actually kept them for the whole year. She would leave them at the dinner table, and she would take the one off the top. She would say a prayer for those people,
aww,
and then she would throw it in the trash throughout the year.
Oh, that's sweet how she does it, though. She prays over them.
Wait a minute, though. She prayed for them and then tossed them in the trash.
It's like checking it off the prayer list. Done. Next.
Okay, boom. I did it. I prayed for them. I'm done. All right, so Mo, final verdict this morning on jury duty.
Are Christmas cards disposable? And the answer is yes.
All right. Yes, they are disposable. Honey, did you hear that?
She's not changing anything.
713-881-5500. You can be part of it. That's jury duty. We do it every day here on the Morning Bullpen Show.
You're listening to the Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric with a K.
Texans Ticket Tuesday all day today. If you want to see the Texans take on the Dolphins on Sunday, we've got your tickets all day long, and your next chance to win is coming up any minute. Keep listening. It's Texans Ticket Tuesday right here on The Bull.
All right, the Texans had last weekend off, so hopefully they're back and rested and ready to go, because we have a Texans Ticket Tuesday right now for you.
Yes, the Texans are taking on the Miami Dolphins at NRG on Sunday. It's a noon game, and it's Kids Day, presented by Texas Children's. So much fun stuff for the family. I'm talking the little cheerleaders before the game, my junior cheerleaders. Aww. And then halftime is the Toros toddler races. Have you ever seen that before? Like the kids on the field.
Oh, my
goodness.
Maybe
we could get Eric in those.
They wouldn't even know that it was you. So much fun stuff planned for game day, and we want you there. All you have to do is be caller 10 right now. Our phone number is 713-881-5500.
Texans Ticket Tuesday, happening here on the home of the Texans, and you are caller number 10.
I can't wait.
Hey, you're going to the Texans game.
Like, I have to get through.
Oh, are you a big Texans fan?
Yes, me and my husband both.
Well, we have tickets for you to go see the Dolphins game this Sunday out at NRG, so you'll be there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. And Texans Ticket Tuesday happens all day today. Next chance to win happens on the drive home with Nick Russo at 3:10 and 4:10 this afternoon. But coming up next, did you hear yesterday's 10-minute tune? It was all about the holidays, but a way different take. We'll play it for you next here on The Bull. A little Parmalee on the Morning Bullpen Show. Also, don't forget, it is Texans Ticket Tuesday. If you're just tuning in, you missed your chance this hour, but another chance coming up with Nick Russo this afternoon. That happens at 3:10 and 4:10 here on The Bull. Time to have a little fun and see what Eric can create today with a song. Mo, he does this every single day.
He does, and he can't do it without your suggestions. So whatever you want him to sing a silly little song about is what he does. 713-881-5500. Rachel's in Jersey Village. Rachel, don't let me down. What do you want Eric to sing about?
Let's sing about all the crazy events that have happened in 2024.
Hang on, Rachel.
2024, recap, if you will.
Your phone sounds like you're underwater.
You sound like Megatron.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let's sing about all the things that have happened in 2024. I mean, like, for God's sake, Canada lost the shipping of Kleenex because of the shipping costs. And we've had the Olympics this year. Just the weather, the wild, wild weather. It's just been insane.
She just wants you to do, like, you know what? I think this is more of like a New Year's kind of recap kind of thing.
Like,
you know,
that,
where they do the year in review,
Harris County
kind of thing.
Recap.
Do I have that right, Rachel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So this might be one we hang on to. Yes. Rachel, thank you so much.
And Rachel, Autobots, roll out.
Okay, y'all.
Let's do that. All right, let's go to line five, Eric.
All right, that's Tony in Houston. Hey, Tony, what should I sing about today?
Inconsiderate people that wait for the last minute to make a phone call to their office to see what everybody wants for coffee, so they can order it through the Starbucks window. But they wait until they get to the window to call.
Tony, I feel like we get this suggestion from you a lot. This must happen to you a lot.
Every day.
Every day. You're like David the potato guy.
Whatever happened to David? I miss him.
Oh, David.
I love it. Tony, thank you. Great suggestion
today.
Have a good day. All right, thank you. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. We have another Rachel on the phone. Rachel, Good morning. What do you want Eric to sing about today?
Adulting. Adulthood is the worst hood.
So it's not going well is what you're saying, Rachel?
Oh, it's going great. It's just getting up early is it's not my thing.
Having to decide what's for dinner every single day of your life.
I know, right? Who knew you had to feed the kids every night?
I know, right?
It's like those things always have to eat.
Those things. The worst. Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Is there anything else about adulting?
Laundry, bills. Laundry. Yeah, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the taxes. Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it, Rachel. Thank so you for good. The call. Great suggestion today.
All right. Y'all have a great day, guys.
All right. We have three very different ones. We have a year in review.
Mm-hmm.
We have inconsiderate people at the drive-thru. And then we have adulting. What'd you say? Adulthood is
adulthood.
The worst hood.
Yeah, that was funny.
The worst hood.
So. I feel this one probably more than all of them.
Really?
Put together.
Oh, the adulthood?
Oh, it's the worst. I hate every moment of it.
Oh, my word.
I've got to sing a song about adulting.
Okay, all right. That's going to be our topic today. Evidently, Eric feels strongly about this one. We'll see what he can create. Come back and find out. It's 10 minutes away, the 10-minute tune on the Bull. Did you see that Keith Urban on announced a concert here in Houston, and we have a chance for you to win tickets. Take us to work with you today. Listen on the Odyssey app, and you can play Mono's Country. That's at 8:20 this morning, and you get a chance to win Keith Urban tickets and $100 here on the Bull. It's time to find out what Eric has created this morning and the suggestion that really seemed to motivate him today.
Well, it came from a lady named Rachel who said this.
Adulting. Adulthood is the worst hood.
Nice. That was her comment, and Eric latched onto it pretty hard. So we'll find out what he came up with.
He's having a hard time adulting right now. You only have 10 minutes to write a song.
You're showing up on time.
This is my version of adulting. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Actually, I kind of like that. Thank you.
This one seemed to touch a nerve with you.
Yes. I am a child at heart. I will always be a child at heart. And I hate adulting. So I'm going to sing this in the style of a children's song. You know the song from Trolls, Can't Stop the Feeling, with the really high note Justin Timberlake sings?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to try my best to hit that note.
That's the song?
Yep.
She said hood, and you went Trolls?
All right, here we go. It's today's 10-minute tune on the Bull.
I hate adulting. It really blows. All the responsibilities don't want to grow. Now I pay taxes and I pay rent, and I've got to work to pay for all of it. I got that student loan debt waiting, got that car insurance bill. Oh, my whole life I am hating, make it stop. Now I'm buying my own groceries, doing dishes and laundry. My metabolism's changing. I'm getting flabby. I hate adulting. I don't recommend paying bills and you lose all of your friends. You should go to bed late. Now it's like 10. I'm growing hair in places there shouldn't be hair. I hate adulting. Don't recommend
Did you hurt yourself there?
Yeah, you need a stretch.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to grab onto some things to make
done,
that work.
Sir.
Well done.
Actually, I think you got it all in there. All the different things about adulting. The growing hair in places it shouldn't be.
All right, y'all can talk about that later.
Okay, all right.
Together.
That's our 10-minute tune. Rachel, hope you loved it. And if you loved it or you have somebody you want to share it with, you can grab it off our podcast. The easiest way to get our podcast, make sure you have the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And if you go on there and search for the Morning Bullpen Podcast, you can just click like and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
There is a God. Eric volunteered to do something nice in the community, and he was denied.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, it's for the best, George. What it is, we will tell you the full story. It is amazing, and it's coming up next.
Eric was denied. I think it's the headline here, Mo.
It definitely is, and it's a big I told you so moment. So that's why we're going to talk about it. Eric, I'm sorry for your loss.
I know.
You will not be a coach on your daughter's basketball team.
No, this is my son's team.
Oh, your son?
So my son is 5.
Right.
My daughter, she's 9. She didn't want me to coach.
Oh, she said no?
Yeah. So we got an email. I honestly, this season was not going to coach Ford's basketball team. Ford is my 5-year-old little boy. I was going to let someone else take the lead.
Mm-hmm. Because last year you were the coach.
I was the coach of his baseball team. Now he's doing basketball.
Okay, got it. All right, just want to keep up with this.
Yes,
okay.
And I love basketball. I grew up on basketball. I was actually my team's MVP on my...
In elementary school?
No, hold on. It was the community league.
Oh, God bless America.
And I got a note with the MVP trophy that says, this is not because you're the best player. Mm-hmm. It's because you have the most heart. But keep in mind, you are not the best player.
And you hang that? It's still hanging in your house?
I still have it, yes. So I know the game. I love the game. And so I got an email from the youth basketball league that said, hey, just so you know, kindergarten parents, we don't have enough volunteer coaches this year. Some of you are going to be issued refunds and your kid's not going to be able to play unless we can get more coaches.
Oh, they've laid the guilt trip on you.
He brought that email in to us, George, and I was like, don't do it. They're trying to trap you. You know that this is not right for you, and you are not mentally stable enough for this.
I was not good at the baseball coaching, let's be honest. So I accepted, and I applied, and I got approved. They approved me.
Your background check got approved.
No. They approved me.
Like, you're not
they
a bad
said,
guy.
They said, congratulations, coaches. Welcome to the Youth Basketball League. We will send you your rosters soon.
Okay. So you're in.
I'm in. I'm a coach. Yeah. I'm going to do it again. Do it all over again.
This is so dumb.
Then, 2 days later, I get an email saying, we're sorry. We made an error. Someone else has stepped in your coaching place. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, instead of giving it to me...
Listen to this, George. This is the best part.
I'm 5'5", not very athletic, but I know the game. They gave it to some dumb former U of H basketball player who also happened to play on 5 NFL teams.
NFL and basketball.
Hey, I pulled up a picture, Mo. I just want to show you this man.
I can imagine this man.
This Adonis of a man. That's
so
him.
That's
he is coaching my kids' basketball. Why? What's he have that I don't have?
Okay. So let me suggest an alternative reason than you have the love of the game.
Yes,
you
I love it.
Knowledge of the game.
Yes.
But who comes to most of these kids' games? It's moms, and this dude's way better eye candy than you are.
That's very true.
That's my alternative reason for this. But this upset you.
Yes, it really did.
No, this is the best thing that happened to you all year.
Mo keeps telling me don't ever coach again because it was such a tragedy last time. I get way too into it.
You got very involved in it.
Yes.
So I need something else to do with my time.
You need a new hobby. Which is where we come in, George.
Oh,
what
a hobby for Eric?
What do you think Eric will be good at?
Right now, my hobby is looking at this man over and over again.
You're just scrolling obsessively, you weirdo.
He played professional sports.
I'm telling you, dude, it was the mom. They overruled.
Here's what I'm thinking, George.
Okay, what do you think?
Start a bachelorette blog.
Oh, I'd be good at that.
See, you just really need to go with your
strength. You do love the bachelorette whole drama.
I also proposed community theater.
Oh, you know what? I'd be great at that, too.
I know.
I think that's the answer right there.
You think?
I think that's the answer.
Y'all are not even ready for my jazz hands. I'm telling you.
You think we could find someone in the Katy-ish area that has community theater that needs this guy over here?
So. I think we can.
I will make this my purpose. My mission in life. A Christmas miracle.
It will happen right here. It's important to point out, for those maybe that aren't aware, Eric, how many years did you spend in Hollywood?
18.
18 years in Hollywood.
And he was in one movie we've heard of.
But he was in a bunch. He was in a bunch of TV shows and videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, you could have a TV star in your local production.
He also watches basketball on television. So let's just list off all of his qualities.
Look at his muscles.
I'm looking,
look at them.
And so are you.
tried to help you out here, Eric.
Community theater.
I'm starting to realize maybe Mo's right about
me. I'm just saying.
You have 18 years in Hollywood.
I am the pulse over here. Why is no one listening to me?
You were in A Walk to Remember.
Yes, I was.
One movie we've heard of.
But he was in that movie. You can have a Hollywood star.
Community theater.
In your community theater.
Let's find him, George.
Okay. I love this.
You think we can do it?
I love this.
We've got to just distract him. Okay? He's still scrolling, looking at this basketball coach.
Wait, is it still up on your screen?
Yes.
He's still looking at this guy.
What's he have that I don't have?
Eric?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Hey, let's go to Friendswood. Billy is there. He's trying to take $100 off Mo and get some Keith Urban tickets today. Billy, this is how you win the game.
We've got a $100 bill right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Billy, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Billy, tell her to get the heck out of here. Let's get this game started.
Kick rocks, Mo.
Good luck.
All right, Billy, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, what country star's song had these lyrics? Ain't a damn one of us knows how to do the Dougie.
Jelly Roll.
Question number two, which duo released the 2012 hit Cruise that became the best-selling digital single of all time?
Florida Georgia Line.
Question number three, Carrie Underwood's hit song Blown Away compares the relationship to what natural disaster?
A tornado.
Question number four, George Jones had a hit with Tennessee Whiskey, which became the breakthrough hit for another country superstar. Name him.
It's not Eric Church. No idea.
Question number five. This Days Go By singer was not just a judge on American Idol here in the States, but he was also a judge on the Australian version of The Voice. Name him.
Keith Urban.
All right, let's get Mo in. Find out what she's up against today on Mo Knows Country.
All right, Billy, in Friendswood, you made Friendswood proud. You got three out of the five.
Pretty good.
Got it. Okay. All right, that was pretty good, actually. All right, Mo, here we go.
Ready.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. What country star's song had the lyrics, Ain't a Damn One of Us Knows How to Do the Dougie?
Oh, no, not in Kentucky. That's Boys Around Here, Blake Shelton.
That is Blake Shelton. Yes. Good one. Way to pull that out.
Harsh.
Mo.
She
pulled it off.
Question.
He said Jelly Roll, so it's 1-0.
Yep.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Which duo released the 2012 hit Cruise, which went on to become the best-selling country digital single of all time?
Dang. That's Florida Georgia Line.
It is Florida Georgia Line, yes.
All right, he got it right. 2-1.
Question number three, Mo. Mm-hmm. Carrie Underwood's hit song, Blown Away, mm-hmm. compares her relationship to what natural disaster?
Is it a tornado?
It is a tornado. Okay. Very good. Yes.
All right. Billy got it right. 3-2. Mo's winning.
Question number four. George Jones had a hit with the song.
Pass.
Let me finish the question.
I'm ready.
George Jones. Uh-huh. Had a hit with Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh.
Which became the breakthrough hit for what other country superstar?
Chris Stapleton?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a hit for George Jones way back.
Had no idea.
Billy is saying mm-hmm, but he actually got it mm-mm wrong.
Oh, no.
So 4-2, Mo's winning.
Well put, Eric. All right, question number five,
Let's
Mo.
Do it.
This Days Go By singer was mm-hmm. not just a judge on American Idol here in the States, mm-hmm. but was also in the Australian version of The Voice.
Mm. Keith Urban.
It is Keith Urban. Oh, well done, Mo.
Funny you say that, George.
Good job, Mo.
Because I know you didn't win my money, friend, but we're still going to give you these Keith Urban tickets, all right?
Oh!
That sounds great. Thanks,
Let's
y'all.
Go.
Awesome.
awesome. Yeah, Keith Urban just announced he's coming to town.
It's the High and Alive World Tour coming to Cynthia Woods at Mitchell Pavilion in October. Tickets go on sale, Ticketmaster.com on Friday, but you've got them before you can even buy them, friend.
Congrats, Billy.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, you know what you got to say to get out of here, Billy?
Yep, it's Billy and Friendswood and Mo Knows Country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to take the money and those Keith Urban tickets again tomorrow morning, 8:20, right here on Mo Knows Country.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
How'd you hurt your own face? 713-881-5500. I gave myself a black eye, and the more I tell the story, the more y'all make me feel better. How did you injure your own face? 713-881-5500. We want to hear your stories. The dumber, the better. 713-881-5500.
Another chance to win Texans tickets happens today as Texans Ticket Tuesday. This afternoon, drive home with Nick Russo, 310-410. Your chance to win tickets to the Dolphins game this weekend here on the Bull. We were just talking in the studio. Mo is still rocking her black eye.
It's like yellow today.
It's real gross.
Yeah, real nasty.
She was in bed, had her phone laying on her, and flipped over, tried to turn over.
Phone projectile.
Goes up in the air, comes down, hits her right in the nose and the eye.
Yeah, but that one eye specifically. Thank God it's the one facing away from me.
Every time I tell the story about how it happened, everyone else replies with their own story of how they've hurt their own face. So it makes me feel a little bit better.
So we wanted to know, how did you hurt your own face?
And I thought that I had never hurt my own face and I didn't have a story. But JR in Pasadena jogged my memory. And I have a similar story. But tell yours first, JR.
So I was messing with this man washing his car. I was a young kid. And he went to go to spray us with the water hose. Well, I turn around and run, looking at him, making sure I don't get wet, and I smack my face into a tree.
Like in the cartoon?
Man, worse. So I fall down, and I have this, my hand is on my eye, and my mom's just yelling at me because the next day at school it was picture day.
Obviously.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Your mom's not even mad that you hurt yourself or concerned. She's just worried about her pictures. Well,
pictures are going to turn out. Exactly. JR, great story. So what did you do?
So when I was a kid, my mom dropped us off in the car rider line.
Right.
But at my old school, there was a line of buses as well.
Okay.
So they drop you off and you have to go sort of between the buses.
Ooh, that sounds safe.
I love my mom. I love her so much that I was waving to her, saying, I love you. Bye, mommy. Mm-hmm. Bye, mommy. Turning around, walking towards the buses, still waving, and she was violently pointing behind me, but I thought she was violently waving to me.
Stop.
So I kept waving even more violently. As soon as I turn around, bam, I ran right into the side of a bus and knocked myself out.
Oh, why does this sound so typical of you, though?
Bigger way, bigger.
I could totally see you doing this. How did you hurt your own face? 713-881-5500. You got a story this morning you want to share with us? We'd love to hear from you. 713-881-5500. Mo gave herself a black eye the other day, and we've been talking about it ever since. And every time she tells the story, Mo, we get text after text after text of people that have their own I hurt my face story.
Yes, they share the sympathy.
I have one that I think we should share. It's Miss Susan in Spring. We want you to know, we are here to support you, okay? Susan, tell us your I hurt my own face story.
I was, a couple years ago, I was trying to do the keto diet.
Oh.
And my husband and I went out for a Friday night drink. And I only had two drinks, and when I got home and got out of the truck, I literally face planted on the gravel and just busted my top of my eye, my cheek. I literally looked like I was in
a
fight.
You were starving.
The funny part about it was we went shopping the next day, and nobody would look at me like they were afraid to say anything.
Welcome to my life, bro.
I was going to say, Mo can relate to that. Susan, I love that story.
No more diets.
Let's talk to Jake and Sweeney. Jake, how'd you hurt your own face?
So long story short, I was in high school. We went fishing one night, and the next day I was walking around the backside of my truck and ended up hooking myself in the nose with a treble hook.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So I was stuck in a parking lot by myself. The fishing pole was piled under probably 10 other fishing poles. I'm squealing, crying. Literally had to rip the hook out of my nose.
Oh my gosh.
Trying to figure out who's going to help me, and there's nobody there to save me.
Oh my gosh.
Did you keep it pierced? Do you have a nose ring now?
No, definitely not.
You don't look like you work at Hot Topic now?
Definitely not. Kelsey, tell us your I hurt my face story.
When we were growing up, before there were all the rules, we were jumping on a trampoline, and there was no sides around it. We were living our best lives.
Oh, no.
And I was underneath the trampoline singing very loudly, praising, like I should be at the age of 6. And my brother put some croquet balls on the trampoline to try to see how high they could bounce them.
No.
And one of them suckers came and smacked me right in the mouth and took out my top 4 teeth and my bottom 4 teeth. And I remember I didn't cry. I went back to my house and I knocked on the back door and my mom answered. And I'm just standing there with a handful of teeth and blood. And she freaked out.
Yeah, thanks.
And you were like a championship hot dog eater after that, weren't you?
Ew, stop it.
I wasn't, but I definitely could whistle real well after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Michael in Splendora, I hurt my face story. What's yours?
I'm bald, so I shave my head, and I'm coming across the top of my head. You see where this is going?
Yes, sir.
And I peeled it back like a fresh potato.
Oh, my God.
And it gets worse.
No.
My wife.
I don't think I can handle worse.
Oh, wait. My wife was pissed. She's already laughing. My wife was pissed off at me. I'm like, look, you're going to have to put that pissed off on hold. We got a little problem. She goes, what? I lean forward. It's like a Heinz ketchup bottle was sitting on top of my head.
George is like holding his head right now.
Michael, I shaved my head. I know what that feels like. Oh, my God.
I'm not going to lie to y'all this morning. With what I was saying, it wasn't a can I get an amen moment. I'm telling you.
Michael, from here on out, if you call this show, your name is Heinz, okay?
Oh, man. Hey, I'm telling you what. I want to tell Mo, I'd have took a black eye that morning.
Yes, 100%. I cannot.